In this week's episode of Bite Me, the show about edibles, we're doing 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Welcome to Bite Me, the show about edibles, where I help you take control of your high life. I'm your host and certified ganja Marge, and I love helping cooks make safe and effective edibles at home. I'm so glad you're here, and thank you for joining me today. Hello, friends. I thought I would do something a little bit different as a nod to Christmas, which is only a few days away. And on cannabis.net, I found Reginald Reefer's 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. I'll link to it in the show notes so you can find it yourself. There's a fun video on there as well. But I just wanted to bring you this rendition of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the pad, not a creature was stirring because of those dabs. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that ganja claws would soon be there. The stoners were nestled all snug in their beds, while hazy visions of fat sacks danced in their heads. Mama had keef and I had my pipe. We'd settled our brains as we'd smoked all night. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed and grabbed all my shatter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and grabbed hold of my stash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow made it look trippy as I hit my hydro. When, what to my wondering eyes should appear, but a lowrider's sleigh and 8 tiny strain deer. With a jolly old driver so lively and large, holy shit, is that ganja claws? More rapid than eagles, his courses they came, and he whistled, shouted, and called them by name. Now Hasher, now Hasher, now Dabber and Spliffson, on Bonget, on Blunter, on Ripson. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now hash away, hash away, hash away all. As dry buds before the wild hurricane fly, when they met with an obstacle mounted so high, so up on the housetop, the strain deers they flew, with a sleigh full of sacks and ganja claws too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof of my pad, the bubbling and coughing, the hitting of killer dabs. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney, ganja claws came with a bound. He was dressed in hemp clothing, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of nugs was flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler selling fat sacks. His eyes, how they hazed, his smile was all right. He stepped real quick to spark up his pipe. His droll little mouth was drier than hell, and the beard on his chin had a particular smell. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke had encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round, little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump and a right jolly old joker, and I laughed when I saw him. We're both fucking tokers. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon made me realize there was nothing to dread. He spoke not a word but went straight to his duties and filled all the stockings with a shitload of doobies. And laying his finger on the side of his pipe, he took a monster hit and disappeared into the night. He sprung to his ride, to his team did he yell, and away they all flew, leaving that ganja smell. But I heard him explain, ere he drove out of sight, "Hempy Christmas to all, and enjoy all the stoner's delight." Now, that's a fun rendition of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and I encourage you to check out the little video. And as a special little gift to you, my friends, there is something that I'd like to share with you, and I think I can link to this in the show notes, I hope. And as a special little gift to all of my listeners, I want to gift you my link to use a free month of the Waking Up app. And I've personally gotten so much value from this app. It is a meditation app, but it's a meditation app unlike any of the other ones I think you'll find out there. And there are so many meditation series, talks, question and answer sections. There's so much in this, and I've been using it for a while, and I've really noticed a big difference in my life, and I've gotten so much value with it that I have a link so that you might enjoy a free month. And I'm going to put that in the show notes. So if you want to make use of it and try it out for yourself and see if this is something that might help you in your life, then I hope you'll take advantage of it. And it's just a little way of me saying, here is something I've gotten so much value from that you might as well. So do check it out. It's really well done, and there is a lot to explore within that app. And so no matter how you're celebrating this year, who you're celebrating with, I really hope that it's beautiful and restful and that you're enjoying perfect edibles. Until next time, stay high, my friends.